Welcome, friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you. Bill Jack from Worldview Academy also with us. I'm a homeschool father of five, homeschooled myself in the 1960s and 70s, on into the third to the fourth generation of homeschoolers in my generation. But here now, we're seeing an increasing aggression when it comes to the transgendering and the homosexualization of the public schools in America. So that's where things are now. You're definitely seeing an no-holds-barred attempt to bring about the homosexualization of American society and the homosexualization of the public schools. This perhaps goes back to the gymnasiums of the Greeks, where homosexuality was essential to the Greek life and essential to the destruction of the Greek empire. This is the kind of thing that destroys empires. This is the kind of thing that eats out human society. And we've known that, whether it be the big empires or an occasional tribe here or there in the jungles of Africa. Either way, this is the way in which societies unravel. This is the way in which civilizations come apart. So we've seen this over 6,000 years of world history. There's no real debate over that issue. But it, of course, is the Democrats. It's the Biden administration that's leading the charge on this, Bill. This is an AP article, not shocking, but the intensification of the language is something to mark out. The U.S. Education Department on Wednesday, this is in June, expanded its interpretation of federal sex protections to include transgender and gay students, a move that reverses Trump-era policy and stands against proposals in many states to bar transgendered girls, that means boys pretending to be girls, from school sports. So the fact is, this language is intensifying, and the federal government has a fair amount of control over the school districts in America. There is very little autonomy out from under the control of the U.S. Federal Department of Education on the part of these school districts. And that's why it's important for us to mark out the language coming from the top. The Biden administration is getting tougher. The U.S. Education Department on Wednesday expanded its interpretation of federal sex protections to include transgender gay students, a move that reverses Trump-era policy and stands against proposals in many states to bar transgender girls, again, boys who are pretending to be girls, from participating in school sports. A new policy directive, the department said, discrimination based on a student's sexual orientation or gender identity will be treated as a violation of Title IX. The 1972 federal law that protects against sex discrimination in education. This policy is not likely to bring immediate sweeping change, but it carries the possibility of federal sanctions against schools and colleges that fail to protect gay and transgender students. Yeah. Under the federal law, students who face sex discrimination can bring complaints to the education department or federal courts. Schools found to have violated Title IX can face a range of penalties as severe as total loss of federal education funding.
And this decision is based on last year's landmark Supreme Court ruling, which protected gay, lesbian, and transgender people from discrimination in employment.
That was the Bostock ruling, I think.
Yeah. So they've extended that by a legal analysis, and the Department of Education now has concluded that there is, quote, no persuasive or well-founded basis, end quote, to treat education differently. And so Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said that gay, lesbian, and transgender students, quote, have the same rights and deserve the same protections as workers. So what they're doing is it's just a sweeping application of a Supreme Court ruling that was a bad ruling to begin with. And now it's going to apply to students, and you're going to see schools cave.
You know you're going to see schools cave to this, Bill, because, well, it's the power that comes from above. And this federal funding of hundreds of billions of dollars on the part of the Department of Education on the federal level is enough to control what happens in these local school districts. And it's hard to imagine many school districts that are going to say, yeah, we'll take this to federal court. Yeah, we'll take this to the mat. We'll deny federal funding. They've already taken the federal funding. 8% of school funding in the United States comes from the federal government. The department's elementary and secondary programs annually serve, quote unquote, 18,200 districts, over 50 million students attending roughly 98,000 public schools and 32,000 private schools, which means that's somewhere between 80 and 85% of the public schools and private schools in America are controlled by federal funding already.
Yeah. And that shouldn't surprise people. And so there is not going to be an uprising.
No.
Not on the part of school boards, not on the part of administrators. They're going to go along because they've sold themselves out for the paycheck.
And you know that rural school districts in Missouri or out in Oklahoma or down in Texas are taking the bait of federal funding, and they will capitulate. They will fold, and they will receive the federal funding and transgender their bathrooms and allow these boys who are pretending to be girls to participate in the female wrestling team and the female basketball teams and the volleyball teams and all the rest. And that is going to be a massive interruption in American society. That's what's happening, friends. This is intended to divide American society and to break down public schools. You know, Bill, I guess this is just the way in which the whole system collapses.
Yeah. Well, I would hope so. I would hope that the secular school system collapses because they're killing kids. And parents need to know this. And so we need to regain jurisdiction over education. Parents are responsible for training and upbringing of their children. They may delegate authority, but they can't abdicate responsibility before God.
These are the brave new schools. And friends, don't minimize what's going on here. I mean, this is a massive step. Now, granted, teaching evolution in the biology classroom was a fairly significant move against a Christian world and life view in the K-12 schools in America. But this is bigger than that. I think, or at least it is more obvious. This isn't the occasional biology class lesson. This is every student, every day, indoctrinated in the transgenderism of America.
Yep.
This is every student in the PE class. This is every student walking by the transgendered bathrooms. This is every student in America being educated in transgenderism every day in the American public schools and private schools. And for this reason, the homeschool movement is going to burgeon. That next on Generations.
Attention, homeschool parents. Here at Generations, we know that finding literature curriculum that engages your children's minds and helps them develop a strong Christian worldview can be an overwhelming task. That's why we've developed a Christian discipleship-focused literature curriculum that's centered around the most important work of literature ever written, the Word of God. Not only do our Bible-centric courses seek to place Christ at the head of literature studies, but they will also teach your children how to analyze all literature from a Christian perspective, enabling them to be more than conquerors in today's battle of worldviews. By introducing them to the essential stories of the faith, along with the written works of history's best Christian authors, our literature curriculum provides the bedrock for a firm foundation of faith in the hearts of your children. So, get started today with Generations Christian Discipleship Curriculum and watch your children embark on an incredible journey towards strengthening their faith and discovering the greatest Christian stories ever told. You can learn more and browse our selection of carefully curated works at generations.org/curriculum. That's generations.org/curriculum.
And we are back on the Generations broadcast, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson, and we're looking at the radical transgenderism of America in the public schools. We're talking about five-year-olds living in Timbuktu, Oklahoma, and they will be transgendered. We're looking at a fairly homogenous shift towards radical sexualization, homosexualization, transgenderism across America. It doesn't matter if you live inner city Chicago or Timbuktu, Tennessee, it's going to happen to you.
Or in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Wait a minute, that's my hometown. That's the most conservative town on the West Coast. And that's the most conservative town in America. That's my hometown, Bill. Grants Pass?
Two educators in Grants Pass were terminated by the school board.
No way.
Because they started an online campaign called I Resolve, which it calls for rollbacks of the transgendered policies in the Oregon public schools.
Wow.
And one was an assistant principal, and one was a science teacher.
Wow.
And they nailed them because they said they used resources from the school district. They used school district resources to promote this, and that, and there's not any evidence that that was the case, but that's how they voted. The school board voted 4-3 to terminate both of these people.
Oh, wow.
At one point, one of the board members seemed to be confused about the deliberations because everything was just vague. And he asked if he could abstain from the voting because he attends church, I think, with one of these teachers, if I'm not mistaken. And when it was explained to him that he couldn't abstain, he voted the tie-breaking vote to terminate.
Oh, wow. You talk about a turncoat. You talk about a Judas.
Yeah.
Boy, there are so many Judases out there. And moments like this is what determines whether somebody will be a Judas, a Demas, or just follow through as a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and wind up in the fiery furnace. And Bill, I think this says, if you're a Christian and you're teaching the public schools, your life expectancy is just dropped to about 6 months.
It's shorter than a youth pastor's job description. It's less than 18 months.
It's over.
You're done. You're toast.
All right, my friends. Well, we're looking at the homogenization of American society as it corrupts, as it has pretty much agreed on a self-destruction. And that's what's going on in the public schools now. The only possibility, of course, is to build the homeschool movement and some of the Christian school movements across this country. Here's a New American article. I just shot that to you, Bill. It's very interesting. I think it's a critical article in the sense that this guy is talking to the state of the situation in American public schools. He says, hey, it's masks, it's COVID shots. Now, minors as young as 12 years of age get the COVID shot without parental consent. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Apparently, state after state, their minors can do whatever they want to do, and which means ultimately what? Which means that their teacher told them to.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that they can get a COVID shot without their parental approval, because they can get sex drugs and trans, you know, get transgender sex drugs for free without parents knowing
really?
About it.
Really? Okay,
yes.
So you can get transgendered, you can get the COVID shot without parental consent in the public schools. And you know, there are a fair number of parents, like in Canada and a few other places, that are just overwhelmed and heartbroken because their kids have been transgendered by the system.
Yes.
And the system is very strong. So the system, if there's counselors out there, if there's teachers that are pretty much on board with the transgender vision, they will do what they can to transgender your kids.
And they will
do everything they can to transgender your kids.
And to go back to Grant's Pass, because of what's happening, because these two teachers got fired, the churches in town are now starting a Christian school.
Okay, yeah.
And because they said enough is enough. We are done with the secular system. And finally, churches are waking up. Until the churches get serious about education, this isn't going to change.
We hope that churches everywhere will stand up and preach, and they have something of a concern for the lambs in the flock, and they will protect them from the wolves. That is Biden, the big wolf, the big bad wolf, and then all of his sub-wolves. And friends, the entire system is just filled with wolves. Do we really want to feed our kids to the wolves? Or do we really step in and say, you know, I don't want to be thrown into the sea with a millstone around my neck, I would rather not stumble, one of the little ones that believes in Jesus. And that's what the system is doing. The system is stumbling kids everywhere. But just look at what's going on in the public schools, and I think we're going to see another mass exodus from the public schools on the part of Christian parents, even non-Christian parents that are awake to the fact that this entire system is entirely destructive to children.
I hope so. I pray that's the case, because we need to bring this system down. It is killing kids.
This New American article says, hey, it's possible for a minor as young as 12 years of age to get the COVID shot. Four states, Alabama, Oregon, Rhode Island, and South Carolina, allow minors to self-consent with certain age requirements that range from 14 to 16. Five states, Arkansas, Idaho, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Washington, apply the mature minor doctrine. This means that as a matter of law, there's no minimum age for a child to make a medical decision for himself. That's Idaho, North Carolina, Tennessee. These are some of the most conservative states in America.
Yeah.
So, friends, these are the sorts of things that are happening. Mask mandates all over the place these days. Some states are mandating masks for schools. Forbes reported in mid-July that Arizona, Arkansas, Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, and Vermont had banned schools from requiring masks, but that's changing already. Mask mandates at the school or local level, including and sometimes specifically mentioning schools, have been reenacted all over the country.
Yeah. In fact, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is asking the state legislature to provide an exemption to the law and require masks for schools.
Already?
Yeah.
That's Oklahoma, the most conservative state. Arkansas. One of the most conservative states in America.
And he's touted as, you know, a conservative governor, and yet he's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yep. All right. So your kids go to public school. It's masks. It's COVID shots. It's transgenderism. He says there's so many things. Over the last few decades, considerably before experimental vaccines, masks, LGBTQ, gender fluid, sex education, CRT, and the whole cornucopia of dangers schools push today, concerned parents who've taken seriously the formation of their children have elected to homeschool their kids. By taking to heart the responsibility to exercise their parental authority, these parents have removed their kids from a godless system that lacks both a moral jurisdiction and a mandate to educate those children. So you say amen to that, don't you?
He brings up this point that I often heard, and I've heard parents say this, well, we need to render under Caesar the things which are Caesar's. Or I've heard Christian teachers in the secular system say, we need to render under Caesar the things which are Caesar's. That's what Jesus said to do. Well, what does Caesar own? Anything he puts his name on. He owns a post office. He owns the dollar bills to pay your taxes. But on whose image is on every person who's ever lived? It's not the state's. It's God's. Whose image do you want stamped on the heart and mind of your child? And it's not the state's. It's God's. The state does not own our children. God has given children to parents to raise, to educate, to train up in his wisdom, to train up in the fear of the Lord. And the schools are certainly not doing that. And I think it's Pollyannish to think that there's going to be a mass exodus. I would hope so. But I used to think if parents really understood what was going on inside the buildings, they would literally pull the bricks out of the walls with their fingers. But they will not do that because now they are a product of that same system. There's been two generations, Kevin, of people who've been educated through a secular system, and so they don't think differently than that.
Yeah, I think they've been something of the frogs in the slowly boiling water.
Exactly.
And it's just very, very hard for them to. Now, if they were a frog, you know, in the 16 or 1960s, and then suddenly they woke up in the 2020s,
they'd be dead.
They'd be dead for one thing, but yeah. They'd also.
We'd be eating frog legs.
They'd also say, now, wait a minute. This thing's at 211 degrees Fahrenheit. Uh-huh. This thing's about to boil. In fact, it's at 212 now.
Yeah.
And, well, friends. I encourage you to react to this in a biblical way. Bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That's a command. You are to bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of not Joe Biden, not Jean-Jacques Rousseau and John Dewey and all the other experts, but you're to bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ and his parents who are responsible for this. I encourage you to a Christian discipleship curriculum as well. And what we do is we create a discipleship curriculum that's based in the principles of a distinctively biblical worldview when it comes to education. We've got to get away from the humanist system. And that's why we've put together a distinctively Christian approach over the last 10 to 15 years of this ministry. This is a frontlet curriculum that we use. We include hundreds of Bible texts in the curriculum. Not just in the Bible curriculum, but the history curriculum, the science curriculum. God wants the scriptures to be as a frontlet before their eyes. We want our children to learn God's word in the history, the literature class. We don't want to focus on the pagan Greeks, the existentialists, the non-Christians, or the anti-Christian writers in our curriculum. We don't want our children sitting at the seat of scorners. We want them sitting before the godly writers, the godly authors. That's why we prefer Christian classics. That's why we put John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress way before we get our kids into Nathaniel Hawthorne's Scarlet Letter. We provide the greatest Christian stories, greatest Christian books ever written. We want to focus on the great books, the tried and true, but ultimately, we want to be sure that our children are reading the great Christian books. We also put the Lord Jesus Christ and his work in history above all of the great kings and empires of men. We prioritize the exciting work of Christ and his missionaries over Genghis Khan and Napoleon and world history. We just believe Jesus Christ is more important in world history than Genghis Khan. That's it. We do extensive studies of the great books we study, maximizing reading comprehension and helping our student to really engage with the material. We weave the fear of God, the worship of God, prayers of praise into the curriculum. And I think you'll see something remarkably different when we bring out our curriculum and you set it side by side by anything else. The massive secularization of education, including the secularization of the homeschool movement, I think demands a more careful and thorough Christian curriculum. Too many children are walking away from the faith and the Christian church when they graduate from high school. And one reason is they've been educated by secular writers, pagan thinkers in the curriculum. We also have chosen the most exciting historical narratives, the most interesting and important books and historical narratives for our junior high and high school students. We provide the ironclad worldview training and apologetic training for the Christian high school students. And here, one more thing about our curriculum. We wanted to put a curriculum together where you're not spending an arm and a leg at it. I think our average package bill runs between $120 and $150. I mean, it's very affordable. Now, you have to add your Saxon math. But, hey, guys, you can educate your kids for, what, $200 versus $600, $800 required by so many of the other homeschool packets. All right, so all that Christian curriculum available at our website, generations.org. And now's the time to choose the right curriculum for your child. I gave you 10 reasons why you might take a look at ours at generations.org. So go to our website right now before you start the next school year and check out the generations.org Christian discipleship curriculum for your family. Available again right there at generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.